Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to HighSpeedWeb.net for streaming our signal 24/7, 365. Well, a member of the Fort Mill School Board is here today with us. His name is Tom Audette, but he's not here to talk about school stuff. He's here to talk about greater aspirations to serve you on the York County Council. And we thank him for getting scheduled on the program today so we can introduce him and let you know what this guy is all about. So, Tom, welcome back to Straight Talk, pal.
Well, I appreciate you having me on, Manning, and thank you for your time today.
So, one thing you need to do, since you got a pass to come across the river down here.
There you go.
Is tell everybody a little bit about you.
Yeah. So, first of all, thank you for having me on. As many say, I've been on the school board for the last year, and I just want to thank all my supporters out there, my family, for the time. Again, we've got a great district, and we're continuing to move forward. I'm a father of five daughters.
That's five daughters, ladies and gentlemen. And his hair is still the normal color.
That's it. It keeps things interesting and very blessed there. I've been working for Bell South AT&T for the last 20 years. I work as a support person, or actually a liaison between our large corporate accounts, basically supporting them in the field and at their corporate offices. So it's very good, very active. I've been a member of the GLP I've been there forever.
Explain what GLP is.
Yeah, it would be the Republican Party. Okay. Yep.
Very GOP.
There you go. Very active in the Republican Party. Very active in the community. Very active in my church. We do a lot of outreach work. I've got a master's degree in business, a couple of minors in technology, bachelor's in science, and also a certification in budgeting from St. Michael's College. Again, in the last 8 years, being on the school board has been very exciting. We've been able to accomplish a lot of big goals.
Phew.
You know, the growth of 1,000 students a year has been a
totally
exciting time.
Totally nuts when you think that a school district has to build a brand new school every year just to keep up with the growth. And who would have ever thought that probably, I don't know whether it'll be this year or next year, that the Fort Mill School District will be the largest school district in York County, in the smallest geographic area.
Absolutely. Well, in 8 years, we've had 8,000 new students.
Jeez.
Yeah, we built five new schools. You know, we employ over 2,000 people in the area. It's, again, you know, the district, the office across the board, we've got some great people, the school board. We've been able to accomplish some big things. We do our 5-year, 10-year plan to try to keep up to the growth. You know, we do, you know, from a construction perspective, you know, it takes you 4 years to build a high school, 3 years to build a middle school. You know, you've got a pre-plan out front. But at the same time, from a budgeting perspective, you know, out of 132 districts in the state, we're about fifth from the bottom as far as what we pay for child and operating costs. But yet, we're still rated number one in the state as a school district, and in the top 5% in the nation, you know, for school districts. So big accomplishments there.
Well, and you have to tip your hat to the residents of the Fort Mill School District for going to the polls time and time and time and time again to support the bond referendums to allow these campuses to be built.
Absolutely.
It's amazing.
Absolutely. It is. It's a community. We've got a community that we are, have stood for the children. And it's exciting to be part of it. And again, having that 8 years experience and with my business experience, I'm looking forward now to this opportunity to move forward to contribute on the county council.
So let me ask you one more school board question.
Sure.
Then we'll start talking about county stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The school district, was obviously elated here a couple of weeks ago to hear the news from the courts that you all had been declared the winner in this case brought by the Realtors Association and the home builders about the impact fees in new construction, new residential construction in Fort Mill. That money has been, you know, in escrow ever since the suit started several years, a couple years ago.
Yeah.
It's now accumulated to what, about $20 million?
Yeah, we're a little over $20 million at this point.
Correct.
Yeah.
But you're still not home free.
No, it is still in the appeals process at this point. But, you know, the concept of it is growth pays for growth. This is going to be a great opportunity to be able to give tax breaks to local businesses and residents in the area. The effects of Act 388 on our businesses has been very tough across South Carolina. So this is an opportunity to give those existing businesses, again, residents, a tax break on construction.
So once it's resolved, whatever's in that account, I guess, will be applied to the bonds that are already out there so you can reduce the millage. Wouldn't that be a novel idea?
Yeah. It's exciting. It's exciting. And, you know, it's, again, growth pays for growth. It's an opportunity to, you know, to be able to manage it. You know, when you have 1,000 new students coming in a year, it becomes a challenge, especially from a capital expenditure perspective. So this was a way to, again, have those existing people coming into the community, you know, play part in helping to lower the taxes in the area by having this impact fee. Yeah.
Okay, so here we are. You've been on the school board 8 years, and you've decided to spread your wings now that Michael Johnson has decided to run for the state senate.
Yeah, correct.
And what went into your thought process? Why do you want to do this versus continuing to do the school board?
Well, you know, 8 years ago, I actually had won Michael Johnson's seat on the Fort Mill School Board at that time. And having 8 years of experience, you know, working on policies, working on budget, you know, working with the community, you know, we deal with a lot of similar items such as what the county deals with, both with roads, with construction, budgeting, etc. So having that 8 years experience, and as I mentioned, you know, the experience from what I worked with the last 20 years with AT&T/Bell South, I feel I could be a great asset to it. I think as you look at the board, we've got a great school board. I think we've got a great council. I think we can work together to accomplish some excellent things.
All righty. So what would you – I think I already know the answer to this. But what would you see, or what do you see as the number one issue that this council needs to be dealing with?
Yeah. So let's start off with roads. You know, we see the road – we see the road issue – front and center in the school district. The challenges that we have is when we decide where to put a school, infrastructure-wise, the challenge is getting our kids there. And in the routes that we have to put our buses, we are constantly challenged by that from a road perspective. So as a county councilman, I would work, you know, both with the state, with the DOT, work with RFATS in order to work towards bringing in that infrastructure we need to be able to support the community. Absolutely. The second piece would be around economic development. Economic development in this area, I think, is critical. If I take, for example, our school district in Act 388, the basis of funding for our schools is really around being able to generate more businesses in the area to be able to fund it, to build capital and operating expenditures. So economic growth in the area is huge, for both for funding and supporting better businesses and jobs for our community, but also to help fund the area itself. So from an economic development, we worked on, in our school district, developing programs that would train students on how to do different jobs like being an electrician, those type of things. So we're working on developing a workforce in this community. But again, I would partner with our Economic Development Committee, such as Union County has, to establish a way of developing a workforce here to attract new jobs. Again, and it goes hand in hand. First, you build the infrastructure. Then you supply the workforce to these businesses. And at the same time, you look at taxation on these businesses and you work with the state in order to bring in these companies to be able to work at a lower tax rate.
Of course, in this position, as a member of the York County Council, you would hope to be thinking beyond just your responsibilities to the Fort Mill District from which you would represent. And when you talk about economic development, you know, there's lots of sections of the county that would like to have this business or that business, and they don't want to see them all located in Rock Hill or in Fort Mill.
Understood. Well, you know, let me go back to an example on our school board. You know, we have worked together for years. Our roles as in our seats, we've been able to work across the board to be able to support all parts of our community. Through us and through our partnership on the board to be able to support all communities, which is important. And when it comes to economic development, we have to have that partnership from within the council. And I'm excited to bring that, you know, bring that vision, which I know that they do partner, but I'm excited to be part of it.
You know, I told you before we went on the air that one of the things that strikes me as having to change as far as how we elect our council members to the York County Council is the whole district system, that we have divided the county into seven pieces of pie, and we don't have anybody who's an at-large representative like we do, let's say, in the city of Rock Hill. Our mayor is at-large. The mayor in Fort Mill is elected at-large. Do you think that the time has come for that conversation to take place on the York County Council?
Well, if you look at the Fort Mill School District, we're nonpartisan, okay?
Right.
All right. And I think we see a track record there that we've been able to accomplish things across the board for the entire community. So I think, you know, the conversation, I think it's a good conversation to have. And I think the concept of it, you know, is definitely something to talk about.
And again, I don't know how that process works. I would imagine that the council would have to agree it needs to be done, and whether the state has to get involved after that, I have no idea. But I just think the time's come because we're growing so rapidly that we need to have representation that looks beyond just the various districts. Now, the council members will tell you, you know, that's how we think all the time. Well, I think yes and no. I mean, I think there are examples where that's true in some cases and not true in other cases. So I just, you know.
Well, and I, you know, again, the council, there's great people across the council that are currently on the county council. Again, looking forward to working with them across the board. But I think it's an interesting concept and, you know, something that's worth talking about.
And let's face it, York County is very diverse. We have, you know, a very rural part of the county that kind of wants to stay rural. They don't want to see it mushroom like Fort Mill has or like Rock Hill is. And there's other urbanized areas like Fort Mill and Rock Hill that have a total different set of needs. But it just, you know, it just seems to me that anything that happens in York County is good for all of York County. In one, either directly or indirectly. You know? If the Carolina Panthers end up coming to York County, the fact that they would be in one location, i.e. Rock Hill, is going to benefit Fort Mill, it's going to benefit TKK, it's going to benefit anybody in this county.
It does.
It wants to take advantage of it.
It does. Absolutely does. And, you know, being where we are and located in Fort Mill, you know, we're a corridor to Charlotte, so, you know, there's the direct correlation to our district and the other district is, again, through that partnership. I can definitely understand the concept of that.
You know, one issue, which I think is a very interesting one that they're working on right now, is this whole concept of recreation. Now, we all know what the Anne Springs Close Greenway has meant to Fort Mill and to all of York County. And the council here about a year ago swept up a large piece of property, 2,000 acres, right there on the the other side of the Catawba, that is going to be developed in time into another great big recreational venue that will benefit everybody in the county. It's going to take a lot of money, a lot of time, a lot of energy, but it needs to be done.
Well, Well, you look at areas such as Greenville, South Carolina, and you look at the concepts that they've done from within in that region. You know, having this large plot of land that has been determined to be, you know, looking for from a recreational perspective, that can turn out to be a destination spot.
Okay? Oh yeah.
And
sure.
That's what's critical, and that's what Greenville's done, and I think that we have a great opportunity with what you have mentioned here. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, there's going to be, they're taking little baby steps now, trying to figure out what to do, and it'll be 20 years in the making, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be just wonderful to see something there besides rooftops.
Right.
Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, having a place, having a destination to bring people into town is going to be that's huge. We did that actually on the school board. We partnered actually with the county, et cetera, to build a sports park. Now, that became a destination for Fort Mill. Again, the concept of a destination from within the county, we need to have those attractors to bring people in. And there's a lot of models out there that can be examined and looked at. But, again, we've got to, you know, with the 2,000 acres, I think this is a great opportunity.
Well, let us never forget when Lash made the announcement to locate in Fort Mill in Kingsley.
Mm-hmm.
The lady who was the president of the company, I remember this because we broadcast that whole thing live on RHI, she said very clearly one of the main determining factors for us to locate right here was because of the Anne Springs Close Greenway.
Sure.
Quality of life.
Absolutely.
For our workers.
Absolutely.
Which is great.
Absolutely. You've got quality of life. You've got quality of schools. Those are all attractors to bring in, you know, people and businesses to the area. Again, back to roads, though, the challenges that we've seen. And from a C funding perspective, I know that, you know, our community is a donor. York is a donor community.
Sure.
You know, but based on that new bill that went through, again, we're seeing some additional bonus money from the C funds, which will help to contribute to some of our road, you know,
it'll help.
Challenges.
We need some big bucks. And the Pennies for Progress has been a wonderful program.
Mm-hmm.
Worked very well. Needs to continue just for us to try to keep pace with what's going on.
Yeah.
But, C fund money, even though it's grown to about $1 million a year, it needs to be multiple millions of dollars.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. In the combination of, you know, support from the DOT, you know, you've got Pennies for Progress, the C fund. You know, we've got to continue to march down that road to bring in that funding.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and take our mid-program break, remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Now, Tom, you've never done this before. We make fresh subs and salads here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Witham. There's a magical way we do it. It's in the white letters, and we all say it together at the count of three. One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice,
slice. Slice.
Garden, garden, garden. You got to pick it up, man. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
Love the bread. Number 19 is the best.
Fresh, delicious bread.
It's fresh.
The food is really good, and it's a great price.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
This is Danny Rogers with Paul Davis Restoration and Remodeling. If your home or business is damaged by water, fire, storm, or mold, Paul Davis is here to help. We are staffed with over 35 trained and certified professionals to handle any type of property damage. Our team mission is to provide extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Whether you need repairs in one room or rebuild a whole home, Paul Davis is here to help. Find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Now available from Founders Federal Credit Union, Edge Up. Edge Up is the newest and easiest way to fund Founders Loyalty Select, our highest yield savings account. Enroll in Edge Up today, and any purchases made with your Founders debit card may qualify for daily Edge Up transfers. Log into Founders online to enroll today. Relax, we're giving you an edge on your savings. Account restrictions apply, federally insured by NCUA.
Good Pharmacy with a modern look and traditional standards.
This is pharmacist Kia Hicklin. All six of our pharmacists love serving you and your children. Ask us about alternatives for your child's medicine.
My mommy loves good pharmacy.
Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue, Rock Hill.
Does your business need to operate more efficiently? Whether you're uploading or sharing large data files, using web-based applications, or streaming high-definition video, businesses demand more bandwidth. Comporium's business class internet with speeds up to 1 gig and dedicated Ethernet options can meet any of these needs. Keep your business growing and growing efficiently. Call Comporium Business Services and learn more about business class internet options or go online to Comporium.com.
There are very few genuine money managers in America, and one just happens to be your neighbor. If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see what a money manager can do for you. Anderson Griggs, 324-5044, or go online to AndersonGriggs.com.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
A good deal for a delicious sandwich.
Quality of the food. I get what I want. It tastes great every time.
Hit the spot, definitely. It's amazing.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2. Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Tom Odette is with us today. He is one of the gentlemen or gentle people, whatever they are, going to be running for York County Council. What is the district number, Tom?
You know, it's District 1.
District number 1.
Yes.
Which is the seat that being vacated by Michael Johnson, who is running for the State Senate, taking over for, hopefully, to win the seat that is being vacated by
Greg Gregory.
I'm sitting there looking at Greg Gregory, just boop, 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 right out of my mind.
Yep.
Okay, so we talked about roads.
Sure.
There's been a lot of conversation in York County about light rail. We need some way to start moving people faster than we are now.
Right.
And when you get on, if you can get on the interstate off of Highway 160 anytime during drive time, you know you're going to stop. You're not going anywhere. You're just going to stop.
Right.
So do you have any thoughts about how we could push this light rail concept, or does it make sense to even do it?
Well, I think that you've already got some established connectors in the Charlotte region that will bring you uptown. You've also got some connections that could bring us possibly over towards the airport. Now, being in this area, having such a opportunity to be close to such a major airport is a huge attractor for large corporate businesses to come into the community. So I think from a light rail perspective, I think there's a partnership out there to be seeked. And I think that there's enough connections to make it work for this region. Again, when you look at this area now, you would probably say, okay, this is something I don't know if I can see now. But again, we need to start having these conversations, because 5 and 10 years down the road, with the extended growth that we're looking at, for example, the Fort Mill School district alone, the number of new homes that have come into that region numbers are off the chart. 12,000 new homes in 6 years. So it's been absolutely straight up. So we have to look at the next step in order to connect our communities. And light rail is something that I think should be looked at.
No. But it involves big, big, big money. I mean, huge money. Mm-hmm. It would be billions and billions and billions of dollars to, basically create a new track system in the cars. There's been some conversation about, could we work with what's existing, using the existing rail lines.
Right.
Get Norfolk Southern to run some kind of a commuter system, back and forth. I mean, to me, that's one that is easier to envision
absolutely
than starting from scratch.
Yeah, I think so. And cost wise, again, we've got to look at a model that's going to work for the community. We would look at each type of way of commuting, one of them being light rail. But if we have existing track that we can partner with, then again, that's something we definitely need to look at. I would not want to go ahead and move forward with something like that unless we really have the numbers to talk about from a future growth standpoint. Does this make sense? All right. But from a cost perspective, I think that that could be an opportunity.
And as we pointed out, a lot of the growth that we're experiencing here is attributable to the Charlotte Douglas Airport.
Mm-hmm.
And we're kind of one of the cars on this train,
mm-hmm.
and the big engine is Charlotte.
Sure.
But we've done a very good job here in York County of preserving our own identity.
Mm-hmm.
We're not becoming, swallowed up like Pineville is.
Mm-hmm. Well,
we are very distinctive. You know,
sure.
Fort Mill is very distinctive. Rock
right.
Hill is very distinctive. But we're going to continue to need to attract more stuff
mm-hmm.
here in order to keep people here so they don't automatically go up the road.
Absolutely.
Jobs is one of them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that, from a pro-growth perspective, we've got to look at what it's going to take in order to bring businesses in the area. If we looked at the Fort Mill area, we have an exorbitant number of new rooftops that have come in the area. But those are residential rooftops. We do see our business growth coming in, but it's about bringing in the business growth in order to create that economic growth. That all starts with looking at taxation. That all starts with looking at how can we supply a workforce for these businesses. And it all starts at what is the infrastructure that's in place or will be in place as we move forward to attract these businesses.
Well, that's the key. If we could get more high-quality jobs, good office jobs, the stuff that everybody runs up and down the highway for to get in Charlotte.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can't tell me that if you had a similar job, it could even pay a little bit less money,
mm-hmm.
and somebody would take it just to avoid mm-hmm. losing 2 hours of their life every day and fighting traffic.
Yeah, that's right.
I can't imagine.
That's right. Well, if you look at what we do to attract our business, with our fee in lieu opportunities to attract businesses in here, they're still up against a big challenge with Act 388, a huge challenge. And so that's one of the reasons for we went in the direction of growth pays for growth, at least from an expansion of the area from a capital perspective on building new schools. That's where we can start giving tax breaks to businesses. Again, we've got to be creative in this model, but we have to, again, drive to bring new businesses into the community.
Critical. So if you are successful
mm-hmm.
In the election, you're going to have a brand new county manager to work with.
Yeah, maybe, okay. David. Yeah.
Yeah, David.
Yeah.
Comes from good old Fort Mill.
Absolutely.
Any thoughts about what is on the selection by the council?
Yeah, I think that's a great selection. I mean, David, we have worked with David for years, from a school board perspective. I think he was an absolutely excellent selection. And again, looking forward to, continue to work with David as we move forward.
All right, in about 30 seconds or so in the end, what do you see as the biggest things you bring to the table
mm-hmm.
as a candidate for the council?
Sure. Yeah, I've got, my experience dealing with policy, dealing with budgets, dealing with all the different functionality from within the school board from the last 8 years. I've got a large corporate business experience working with large clients to be able to partner and bring them and support them in different parts of the country. So I know what their needs are. I've got the education, the background. I think the combination of all three of those, I think I'll be a great asset. I love people to go to www.tomaudette4countycouncil.com. Again, all my contact information is in there.
Good luck, Tom. Thank you for being with us today. I'm sure we'll do this again before we get close to election time.
All right. Thank you very much, Manny.
Tom Audette from the Fort Mill School Board, one of the candidates for the York County Council, District Number 1. And that'll wrap up our Straight Talk broadcast live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax. You're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. All right, fresh subs and salads prepared 7 days a week here at Substation 2. Tom Audette has been educated, and he is on the school board at Fort Mill. So now he is going to tell us at the count of three how this is done. 1, 2, 3.
Slice, garden.
Yes. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.